Well, after 2 days of meetings in Vietnam, the US President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have not reached an agreement. In fact, they've cut their talk short. In a press conference, Donald Trump, in fact, the press conference still going on right now, but already Donald Trump says one of the main sticking points was US sanctions on North Korea.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that. They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that.
So this news has knocked regional stock markets, and the South Korean has slipped in the past hour. Sam Rogervin is the director of the International Security Program at the Lowy Institute and joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia.
The leaders have cancelled their lunch meeting and cut their talks short. How surprising was that? Because we were expecting some kind of agreement, and clearly there's been none.
Yeah, a little bit. Look, I think the people who will be most surprised will be those who figured that President Trump was really doing this for a photo op only, that he wanted the big stage, and that he was prepared to give away a lot just to get it. And it looks like, as you heard from the news conference, that Trump didn't go that far. And in fact, he was willing to say no in the end and walk away from a possible agreement.
Is it odd that they couldn't reach a compromise on lifting sanctions in exchange for gradual denuking?
No, not at all. I mean, from what I've heard, learned so far from the press conference of Trump and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the sticking point was over the decommissioning of the nuclear reactor at Yongbyon. The North Koreans wanted the full lifting of sanctions in exchange for that. The Americans wanted a little bit more. They wanted the North Koreans also to do some additional decommissioning of other facilities and other capabilities. So it's not surprising that that's a sticking point. Look, for me, the positive here is that so far, at least, judging by what we've heard from the US President and from the Secretary of State, things at least haven't gone backwards. They're talking about further talks. The US President also said, apparently, that the North Koreans have maintained their commitment not to do further nuclear testing and not to do further ballistic missile testing. So basically, the status quo continues and they're committed to more talks.
Okay, so basically, it's at a standstill, rather. There's been no progress, but they haven't gone backwards either.
They haven't gone backwards, but I'm not sure standstill is quite right in the sense that there's discussion now of talks on these nitty-gritty issues happening at lower levels. So, you know, maybe they've created openings through these talks for the lower-level officials to make progress.
Who's this more disappointing for, the United States or North Korea?
Yeah, that's a good question. Who's the loser out of this? I don't think either side really loses a great deal. It's sometimes said that the United States is giving up a lot of prestige by offering talks at this level. That's true, but look, the United States faces a tough situation here. They're in the weaker position, I would think, and so they have an incentive to keep pushing this process along. And in fact, they have really no choice. Unless they want North Korea to further develop the capability to hit the US with a nuclear warhead, a so-called ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, then they have to talk. The Americans really have no choice.
Does this make Kim Jong-un look good back home to his own, you know, people? Some say he essentially out-negotiated Trump.
Look, potentially, but like I said, I think really the big change that happened around 2016 was that the North Koreans started testing missiles that could potentially reach the continental United States. That was the really big shift here. So I don't think the idea that the Americans have somehow been outmaneuvered diplomatically is really that relevant. What matters is that the facts on the ground change by, you know, through the development of this ICBM.
So what next? You know, further talks, as you say, on the table, but you can't imagine anyone rushing to further talks given, really, they're locked into positions. I mean, Donald Trump says they work, that, you know, they want to keep working on a solution. But what might that solution look like? He also says that they have very different ideas of what denuclearization looks like. I mean, they've got to agree on what that looks like to even begin this process, right?
Yeah, well, perhaps not. Look, first of all, don't imagine that complete North Korean nuclear disarmament is anywhere near to being on the table. It just isn't. But nevertheless, we could get progress towards, you know, lowering of tensions and fewer nuclear weapons on the Korean Peninsula. My mind goes back all the way to 1986 when Reagan and Gorbachev met in Reykjavik. They were holed up in that chalet for a couple of days, and there are famous photos of the two of them emerging afterwards, both scowling because they'd gotten within, in fact, within a single word of a landmark agreement that would have seen massive cuts to nuclear arsenals on both sides. And yet they failed. They came in one word and they failed. But the following year, they were together again in Washington, and they signed what became known as the INF Treaty, which eliminated an entire class of nuclear weapons. So sometimes it's darkest just before the dawn.
Yeah, okay, that's a positive way of looking at it. Look, Donald Trump says Kim Jong-un promised him that North Korea won't test any more rockets, and he says he trusts him. Is he right to do so? Because he still talks positively about believing him.
No, he's not right to trust him, and I don't think he does. But look, negotiating at this level is not about negotiating with nice people. The US presidency is a job that comes with doing, you know, distasteful things with people who you'd rather not associate with. That's the gig. So, and sometimes that means lying through your teeth in order to get progress. And I'm afraid that's the position that the US president is in.
Are you surprised by this outcome? Because there were, you know, high expectations that something would come out of this. I mean, they walked out early. Donald Trump is obviously saying they're still at the table in the longer term. But are you surprised by this outcome?
Look, I'd have been surprised if they'd actually gone backwards. You know, that's always the real risk when you have summits at this level. When you conduct negotiations at a lower working level, the stakes are less high. So if there's a bust up, if the officials, you know, really disagree, then it doesn't mean that the national prestige is necessarily at stake. But when the two leaders get together in a room like this and something goes seriously wrong, one side or the other says something really dumb or really offensive, then, you know, you're on really dangerous territory there. So I would have been surprised and also really worried if things had gone backwards. But it doesn't, at the moment at least, from the little evidence we have, it doesn't look like it's gone backwards.
Just finally, and I'm really, you know, this press conference is still going on, so people are getting very much live-time analysis right now on RN Drive. But Donald Trump says the next meeting might not be for a long time. Is that concerning?
I think it probably reflects the complexity of the issues that they're facing here. I mean, as you just said, they're far apart on the definition of this word denuclearize. What the Americans seem to believe it means is that North Korea has to give up all its nuclear weapons and all its capability to manufacture more weapons. The North Koreans, on the other hand, think that, yeah, okay, that's one part of it, but the other part of it is actually that the Americans need to revoke their nuclear guarantee to South Korea. So that's a major difference. It's an incredibly complex issue, and that's just one of the issues that separate them.
Thank you so much for your insights tonight. Of course, the press conference is still going on, but we know that those talks have broken down. Thank you for helping us understand it all.